But think about this. Will you stop church for the nobodies? And I want you to be honest about this. There are a lot of churches that need just to be honest and settle the arguments right now. And instead of just Church of Christ on the outside, they need to put underneath that, keeping the Smiths happy for 37 years. Because that's what they're after. I have zero tolerance for Christians who think it's about them. One of the things I taught my elders when I first arrived there was the door swing two ways. And if you're fighting to keep a few people in, you are keeping thousands out. They learned I was serious. I should not tell this story in public. Oh, dear. As long as it's not recorded. I've never told this story in public. I'd only been there a year or so, and somebody came to us and they said, you know, so-and-so hasn't been around for a while. And we asked around, and this family hadn't been around for about 6 weeks. So I went, oh, we'll go see them. I don't normally do that. And our congregation, it's really weird. The elders do elder work. It's amazing. But one of them said, would you like to go along with me? And I said, sure, I'll do that. So I went along, walked in. These people were angry. They were so glad to know that we knew they were angry. Man looked at me and he goes, what kind of church is it that we could be gone 6 weeks and you not miss us? I leaned over toward him and I said, what kind of member are you that you could be gone 6 weeks and not one ministry tripped and fell? You didn't leave a hole. You weren't pulling a wagon. When you left, nothing changed. What kind of member are you? He wasn't used to that. Most people are saying, but was he a good giver? I don't care. He's going to lose his soul with that kind of attitude. He should be in there saying, I don't care if you try to offend me. Just try. And by the way, our church does. Just try. For example, Bartimaeus, Jesus and the nobodies. Jesus is holding church. When a man off to the side yelling, Son of David, have mercy on me, which is biblical speak for help. Jesus stops church. When was the last time you stopped church? I can tell you, ours was Wednesday. The time before that was last Sunday. We heard last Sunday that a lady had had a mammogram and a mass had been found and she was worried. As soon as I got that, we stopped what we were doing. We gathered around here in a big circle. We prayed, sang a couple songs, prayed some more, shared, made sure she had phone numbers of people that had gone through this before. Got a couple doctor's recommendations, then we went back and did more church. You stop for them.